Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Healing English River Outfitters CEO Chuck Gertz to talk about the HERO program and a meet and greet event they are hosting on Friday. So let's get started with this, Chuck. Can you tell me a little bit about the background of English River Outfitters?
English River Outfitters, or also it's known as HERO, Healing is English River Outfitters. I started this back in 2008. I took four disabled veterans out for a deer hunt, and so I just kept adding to it. We are one of the only organizations that do anything for our lady veterans. So we do an all-lady veterans retreat in the spring. We do family outings with canoes and camping, hiking. We do equine therapy where we bring horses in for the veterans to not only ride but to groom and take care of them. We found that is very calming and relaxing to our veterans that have got either TBI or PTSD.
And then for the meet and greet and fish fry on Friday, what can people who are looking to attend expect from this event?
We've got six disabled veterans coming in for a deer hunt. We have a band coming in to play. They're going to play country and a little bit of bluegrass, which should be a lot of fun. We have a silent auction and a live auction that we're going to have set up. We've got trips to Mexico, not just Mexico, but Cancun, that we're going to be auctioning off. We also have trips, hunting, fishing, a photo trip going over to Namibia, Africa. So we've got some of those exciting trips that we'll be auctioning off. It should be a lot of fun.
And then what kind of an impact does events like this have on the veterans and the community itself?
The veterans, it is very important to the veterans. Just being outside in nature is very therapeutic. And so when they're sitting out in a deer blind or a fishing dock or sitting around a bonfire, they're talking to other veterans that are in the same position that they're in, where they feel like that they're useless. They don't have a job. They can't find a job. The wife has taken over the responsibilities of running the house. So when dad comes back from a deployment, he's kind of lost. He's like, wow, what do I do? I'm just sitting around. And so where he was in charge of maybe anywhere from 10 to 50 soldiers and responsible for millions of dollars worth of equipment, now he comes home and he's sitting on the couch doing nothing. And it's very depressing. So when you get together and you're able to get outside and talk to veterans that are experiencing the same things that you're experiencing, it just gives you a different light. You know, somebody else you can talk to when you're down and you just want to vent, you just want to talk. And so by doing that, then we've seen people come in that they look like somebody stole their puppy. By the end of the weekend, they're smiling, they're laughing, they're joking. They got a little bit more pep in their step, and their complete demeanor has completely changed. And those guys are the ones that you really touch. Those are the guys that come up at the end of the weekend or the week and say, Chuck, you know, and they got tears in their eyes and they're shaking. And Chuck says, I just want to give you a hug. Says, thank you. Thank you. Because I was on the verge of not going home. Says, that was my plan. And it says, and you've given me a new reason to live. And says, I just can't say thanks enough for that. So that's on the veteran side of it. As far as the community goes, when you get the community involved and they see the change in these veterans, not only in their attitude, but in their demeanor, their posture, the way they speak, everything, and they are a part of that, then they feel good because they've made an impact on somebody else's life.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with English River Outfitters CEO Chuck Gertz. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.